Renowned folk and traditional musicians Peggy Seeger and Sean O'Shea will be presented with the Tradfest Lifetime Achievement Award by President Catherine Connolly later today. Peggy Seeger will also be awarded the Tradfest Lifetime Achievement Award. Well, if you want to hear more of that sort of beautiful music, the Tradfest kicks off on the 20th of January. It is Ireland's largest festival of traditional and folk music. It's now in its 21st year, and here to tell us more is Martin Hart, Tradfest Festival Director. And Martin, thank you so much for coming into us this morning. 600 performers, 160 gigs. There's really something here for everyone.
Yes, good morning, Sarah, and thanks so much for having me. Yeah, look, Tradfest, it's brilliant to be back. 21 years in the making. It started off in Templemar 21 years ago. Now 5 days, and as you said, 160 concerts, 600 artists. We expanded from Templemar to the city and then out to Fingal in 23, to South Dublin in 24, and now in Dunleary Rathdown in 2025. And we really have something for everybody, from Gaelies in the Button Factory to Gaelies in the mountains at Glenismole, sessions by the sea out in Skerries, and castles. We like a castle at Tradfest, and we've more castles than you could shake a bar on at, with amazing concerts in Swords Castle, Malahide Castle, Argyllan Castle, Rathfarnham Castle. We have gigs in shopping centres with Dublin City Council in the Eilac and the Jervis Street Centre. We have the Smithic Sessions across the pubs of Templemar and, of course, across the pubs of Fingal. There's an amazing, I mean, there's just so much happening over the 5 days. We're also out in Dublin's only Gaeltacht, Áras Cronin in Clondalkin, and there's a whole range of fantastic concerts happening out there with the likes of Stephen Ray and Shebelle Nacasada and Frankie Gavin and Burnchurch and so much more. So yeah, there's something for everybody over the 5 days.
It certainly sounds like there is. So if people are interested, is it pricey, or does it depend on what the gig is, or how do you get tickets? How do you go about checking all that out?
We get a lot of support, much appreciated support from both the local authorities and the Arts Council and Falkirk Ireland's ones. We try and keep our tickets as low as we can. I think the most expensive ticket you're going to get is about €40, but that will get you into the National Stadium to see the likes of the Hothouse Flowers, Something Happens, Steve Wall, and the Discovery Gospel Choir on one night, along with, you mentioned,
great value.
So we try and really fill out the venues. You mentioned Peggy Seeger. She's going to be performing with the Transatlantic Women, which is hosted by the great Mairéadh Ní Mhuine Gabhaltain. That's going to feature the likes of Eleanor McAvoy, Coya Cater, Catherine Priddy, Cuéva Hopkins, Edwina Guckey, and there's just so much more. It's a women-only lineup of performance. Absolutely no men performing on stage. It's something that's been developed now. It's 3 or 4 years in the making. It's absolutely incredible. Of course, Aoife Scott heads up the Women of Note in St Patrick's Cathedral. Again, an all-woman cast this year, featuring the likes of Moya Brennan, the great Moya Brennan from Clonard. So much on. But you mentioned ticket price. So yeah, I mean, there would be the most expensive, but there's lots for free. So for example, there are pub sessions. And I know not everyone wants to go to a pub in January, but if you do, there are lots of pub sessions across both Templemar as part of the Smithic Sessions, and over Fingal as well. There are singing sessions all over. But there's also events, free events. There's pop-up Gaeltachts happening out in Ardgillan Castle and in the little theatre in Skerries. There's loads happening in the libraries of South County Dublin. I'd mentioned there's going to be outdoor stages on Henry Street. There'll be markets. There's events in the Maritime Museum.
Oh my God!
There's so much.
So people who maybe aren't at home taking notes, because they should have been, I should have warned them at the beginning, where do they get all this information to find out what's on and where?
Yeah, so look, for all the information you need, just log on to tradfest.com. It's segregated by region, so whether you're in Fingal, whether you're in South Dublin, whether you're in Dunleary, or whether you're in the city centre, you can choose whatever you want to go to. As I said, there's a lot for free. You can follow us on our socials, Tradfest on Instagram and on Facebook and TikTok. All the information is on tradfest.com.
Okay. And are you expecting big crowds? Do people generally travel from outside the capital to come in?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. Tradfest has an unusual audience base. About 50% of our audience are from overseas, which is huge, and 50% are from the rest of Ireland. So we have a huge amount of people travelling in from Dublin and the regions into the city over the 5 days. And that's why we expanded out into the region, so that people who may not come into the city could have something that they could enjoy in their local town or village. I mean, there's gigs like Stockton's Wing out in community centres. I mean, we're in churches, community centres, parish halls, anything that can be used for Tradfest, we will use it and animate it, and you just need to get out there and enjoy it. Also, we have an amazing event with Ablefest for people who are differently abled over 2 days in the National Stadium. And we'll have a lot of facilities there in terms of accessaloos and sensory rooms, and so on. So there's something for everybody. Tradfest.com.
There certainly is. Thank you so much, Martin Hart, Tradfest Festival Director. Thank you for joining us.